Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
And floorboards to shingles. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
You guys enjoying this chilly winter season? Are you feeling a draft or two around the house? Maybe you're thinking about replacing windows or doors. Maybe you're ready to upgrade your kitchen. Maybe you're planning for some warm weather projects like a deck or a patio or some neat new lighting or maybe even some landscaping you're starting to draw up some plans for. If you've got a project in mind or one underway, we would love to help you with tips and ideas to make that project go smoothly. So reach out to us right now by going to moneypit.com/ask. Press the blue microphone button for the fastest possible response. Coming up on today's show, as the temps go down, the cost of heating your home goes up. So we're going to share a few simple steps you can take around your home to reduce energy use and save some money as well.
And are you laying your head down on a bed of bacteria every night?
Oof, that sounds disgusting.
I know it's so gross. When you think about how long some people keep their mattresses, it really is necessary to detox those mattresses, to keep them clean, and to keep you healthy.
And home fire risk goes up in the winter, but did you guys know that not all smoke detectors work with every type of fire? We're going to explain why and how to make sure that you are protected.
All right, so let's get to work. We want to hear what you are working on at your Money Pit. Have you already started maybe that big project for 2025, or perhaps you're tackling some smaller projects throughout the year? Well, whatever it is, let us know how we can lend a hand.
Call us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
We've got Nicole in Texas on the line who's dealing with a clogged drain. What kind of drain? How much of a mess is this? I'm so sorry.
Oh, it's okay. It's our shower drain. So we have an aerobic system. So we don't want to use a lot of chemicals in there and ruin our good bacteria of things we've got going on. So I'm not really sure what to use for a clogged drain in an aerobic system.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you did mention in your question that you can't use that thing that pulls hair out, which, by the way, I just want to take this opportunity to mention. This is a very short drain snake. It's about 12 to 18 inches long. And boy, does it work! You know, as a father of a daughter who had three other female roommates in college, that thing came in handy many, many times. I've had tenants with hair that clog drains, and it works very, very well. And it's like dirt cheap. So always my first line of attack is to use a drain snake that's designed for hair. Short of that, and because you have a septic system, you're right. You don't want to put Drano or really anything else in that system that could affect the natural field that's developed with the enzymes that are there right now, I would suggest that you just use a mechanical snake. Now, you can go to a store like Harbor Freight. These are not expensive. They work really, really well. A drain snake will do just that. It will follow the drain down through the trap to the area that's clogged, and you just sort of work it. Go down a little bit, bring it back up, go down more, bring it back up, and sooner or later you're going to find the source of that clog. Now, if that doesn't work, you may have to call a professional drain cleaner, but I think you can do this yourself because those drain snakes work very, very well.
Okay, well, that's really good advice. I really appreciate it.
Okay, well, good luck with that project.
All right, thank you all. Y'all have a great day.
You too, bye.
Heading out to New Jersey, where John has some issues going on in the attic. Tell us about it.
I have the breather up on top of my roof. Leaks, comes down into the attic, and I have a little container up there, and sometimes I don't get up there in time, and it's kind of messing up my ceiling.
Well, that's not good.
Well, I've gone up there, and I've had that can of, I forget what you call it, you spray it, and it's like a rubber or whatever. I've sprayed all around the metal flashing, and it's still leaking. I don't see any holes anywhere else. There's no missing shingles. I don't know what else it could be.
Okay, so let me just clarify for me, when you call this an attic breather or vent, what are we talking about? Is it a square hole in your roof with a vent over it? Is it a ridge vent that goes down the peak of the roof, or are you talking about the plumbing vent that comes up through the roof?
No, it's almost up in the about midway. There's one on one side of the roof and one on the other.
Okay, so it's a square vent.
Right, and there's no the opening is on an angle. But I don't know if it's enough of an angle when the wind drives the rain in a certain direction.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. You may have some wind-driven rain in here. And what my advice would be to you is you have a ridge that goes down sort of like a peak of the roof that goes down the middle of the house?
No, it goes across. It runs horizontally.
What kind of roof style do you have? Is this like a standard colonial house or what is it, a ranch?
Small ranch.
Okay. So here's what I would do. You may very well be getting wind-driven rain inside that. What I might suggest is that's actually not the best kind of vent, and there's an opportunity for you to improve your ventilation here in your attic space, which will actually make it cooler in the summertime and drier in the wintertime, which makes your insulation more effective. And to do that, what I would do is I would remove those square vents, patch the hole, and reshingle over that, and I would replace that with a ridge vent that goes down most of the peak of the roof. The ridge vent's not likely to leak if it's properly installed, and that will open up that space to more ventilation, which will have the benefits that we talked about.
Wow. Okay. That's my next project.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Coming up this hour, if you're looking to save money on your energy bills, we've got some fast and easy do-it-yourself home energy upgrades coming up to help you do just that next.
Have you noticed your toilet running? Well, stop wasting all that water by replacing the old toilet flapper with the new Super Flapper from Fluid Master.
This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old, noisy running toilet today.
Fluid Master is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. For any questions, call 1-800-631-2011 or go to superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com.
Next time you need to re-roof, be a good steward of your home and the planet by choosing a more sustainable roof. Quality metal roofs are exceptionally durable and can last 50-plus years and are 100% recyclable at the end of their life. They're also extremely energy efficient and can be easily cleaned using gentle soap and plain water. Make the smart, sustainable choice and check out the Metal Roofing Alliance's free buyer's guide at metalroofing.com. We've got something pretty exciting to share today for all of our listeners who are serious about clean drinking water at home. It's easy to install and takes care of all your water filtration needs.
That's right, Les. We're talking about the RO Pure Plus from Premier H2O. This reverse osmosis system is designed to specifically fit into those tight under counter spaces without compromising on performance.
Exactly. You know, the RO Pure Plus features 4 stages of filtration, which not only traps sediments, but also reduces the total dissolved solids and that chlorine taste and odor that we all hate. The result?
crystal clear, great tasting drinking water for your family. And when it's time to change those filters, it is completely hassle free.
Yep, and don't forget about the annual filter replacement kit. It's a complete 1-year supply designed to keep your system running smoothly and your water tasting fresh.
Check out the RO Pure Plus today at premierh2o.com/moneypit and use the code MONEYPIT to get your exclusive 25% discount.
Hey guys, did you know that a burglar enters a home every 30 seconds? That's 2 robberies every minute and over 3,000 every day. That's why it's more important than ever to protect yourself with a Vivint home security system. Vivint delivers reliable home security at a price you can afford. It's an award-winning system that's smarter, simpler, and starting at just $1 a day. And right now, MoneyPit listeners can take advantage of this incredible offer of just $1 a day and get free professional installation. Vivint makes it easy to protect your home and loved ones with smart security features that help you stay connected wherever you are. So don't wait. Call now for your free home security consultation. The number is 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606. Packages start at just $29.99 a month with a signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Call Vivint today at 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606. Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, did you know that a burglar enters a home every 30 seconds? That's why we're so excited to partner with Vivint Home Security. Money Pit listeners can get their award-winning, smarter, simpler home security system starting at just $1 a day, plus free professional installation with a signed agreement. Restrictions apply, but don't wait. You must call now at 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606. Chris in Arkansas is on the line with a painting question. How can we help you today?
Well, I bought a house, and it has 2 bathrooms. And the tile, sink, and tubs are baby pink and baby blue.
What's wrong with that?
Well, not exactly what I had in mind. But I was wondering if you can successfully, until I get to redo the bathrooms, if you can successfully paint over them without it looking terrible.
Yes and no. I mean, you can. There's a quite an extensive process to it to make sure that you get proper adhesion, that it sticks very well. However, whenever you're dealing with a painted surface and water is involved and areas that you have to clean as well, you're going to get some wear and tear. So I don't think it's the best idea. I mean, there are kits that you can buy online. Basically, if you want to do it without a kit, and of course, then you don't want to paint the grout, but a lot of people do paint the grout, and then that looks weird also. So you got to think about all these things. But you're going to want to use a very, very durable oil-based primer. And of course, you've got to clean those tiles very, very well before you even think about putting a drop of primer on them.
And I think Sherwin-Williams actually makes a primer that is super, super adhesive. And the reason I know about this is because the way they demoed it was by painting it on tile and then putting a second layer of paint on it. But even though it's a really adhesive paint, I agree with you completely that eventually, in a very short period of time, especially if you're cleaning the surface, you're going to start wearing through it.
Okay. And like I said, not knowing if I could or not, I just was, you know, thinking if I could buy myself some time and just paint it until I can redo. Or maybe it's sounding like I should just wait. So I can redo.
Well, you know, the bad news about those old tile bathrooms is that they have, you know, these very traditional, like 1960s-like colors. The good news is that the tile quality is usually really good, and the way it's installed is really solid. And that's why, if at all possible, maybe you could think about decorating around this tile. So you said you have, is it pink and blue?
Yes.
You know, with the pink, I think we're seeing such a big trend in pink really making a comeback in bathroom spaces. You know, you could go overload on the pink. You can add in florals. You can add in different tones of pinks. You can sort of tone it down with neutral beiges and grays and hints of gold and sort of make it, like, glamorous and more girly. You know, there are ways you can do that. Blue tile, I feel like, you know, it's just a poor choice. Blue tile is blue tile.
I totally agree with you.
You know, maybe everything else goes, like, super clean, but
I just feel like if you attempt to paint the tile, you're going to be sad in the long run. It will perhaps motivate you to do the permanent work more quickly.
Okay. Well, exactly that. And that's why I called. I just wasn't sure if there was some miracle cure that hey, this works great or not. And I am trying my best at decorating around, but the pink, yes, has worked better than the blue.
At least we solved half the problem, Christine.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it so much.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, as the temps go down, the cost of heating your home goes up. Here's a few fast and easy fixes to stop the less well-known sources of energy leaks. For example, you might be surprised to learn that cold air can make its way into your living space through the lights and through the outlets on those exterior walls. The simple solution is to add a pre-fit plastic foam outlet gasket behind the cover plates to seal those drafts out.
Now, another place heated air inside your home escapes in cold weather is through the chimney. And it's an easy fix to insert something called a chimney balloon into the flue. It's a plastic balloon that inflates to fit your chimney, and it acts as a plug to prevent unwanted airflow, and it's easy to remove when you want to use your fireplace come next fall.
All right, now caulk is a great way to keep water out around the outside of the windows. But did you know that it can also stop drafts on the inside of the window? Cold drafts can leak through those exterior walls and then make their way into your home. So to seal those out, you want to add a bead of caulk between the interior window trim and the wall.
And here's one more. Lock your windows. Why, you say? Well, if you've ever rotated the lock on a double-hung window, you might know that when you do that, it actually pushes the window down to the sill and really creates a very tight seal. So by locking those windows, you'll actually seal out some drafts.
Jeffrey in Wisconsin, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Well, I've got cement board siding, and occasionally a crack appears. And I'm wondering, I've tried a couple different caulks. The last one was quad, and it just kind of swells and shrinks with the weather, and it shows after you paint it. Is there anything out there you can help me with to repair cracks in cement board siding?
What you want to use is a silicone caulk because it's the most permanent one. It's got good adhesion and expands and contracts, but you're correct that it is very difficult to paint. So what I would tell you to do is to use a colored caulk, to choose the caulk in the color of the siding, and this way you don't have to worry about painting it, and you can still have the qualities of expansion and contraction and adhesion, so it'll stay put once you apply it. I mean, cement board siding does not need to be painted nearly as often as wood siding, so if you get the right color and you get it applied properly, this is something that can be with you for 10 years.
Okay.
The product is available in many different colors. I see it on the Home Depot website in gray and tan and white, of course. And there's also something called paintable silicone. It's a white silicone caulk, but it's paintable. It's made by GE. It's called GE Silicone 2. So you have a lot of options to choose from.
Yes, I'll check that out because what I've had so far hasn't really done what I've been able to be satisfied with.
Well, remember, the secret to a successful caulking project is to make sure the surface is clean and dry when you apply it, and make sure you give it plenty of time to set up. But, I tell you, if it's done right, it's pretty indestructible stuff.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Tom in Arizona, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Talk to me about this thing called stainless steel that stains. Stainless steel appliances and how you clean them.
Yeah, stainless steel and the stains that follow it, right? Yeah, everybody thinks it's indestructible and always stays beautiful and silvery looking and all of that, but it is indestructible, but it doesn't stay pretty. It's used a lot in commercial kitchens for a very good reason because it's very, very durable. But if you want it to look, shiny like chrome all the time, that's just not going to happen. So you got to kind of accept that. It's like if you have copper. We had somebody that called once and said, I can't keep my copper gutters without turning green. I'm like, people pay extra for that. That's called patina. It's like the natural way copper turns. And with stainless, it's going to get stained, and it's going to get discolored, and you're going to have to polish it probably more than you'd like to. But that's just kind of the way it rolls. Right, Leslie?
I mean, it definitely is. And, it's interesting because some of the appliances have made that turn towards the non-fingerprinting stainless. Because it's amazing how quickly stainless steel does get fingerprinty. And one thing I didn't realize, which I should have before I got my stainless fridge, is that you can't put a magnet on it. So then it's like all the fun things you'd put up of your kids, you know, it's kind of useless. You can't put any of those things up. And in fact, some now manufacturers are putting a magnet, you know, a magnetic backing on their stainless so that you can do that.
That'd be a big problem in my house. I don't think I've seen the refrigerator anymore since it was delivered.
I mean, it's true, but there are, you know, special products that are meant for cleaning stainless steel. It's important that when you do clean the stainless that you wipe it in the grain of the stainless itself because you can then scratch it and cause like a weird swirling pattern. In my opinion, it's gorgeous, and I think it's worth the work. So, you know, it's just something you got to deal with, unfortunately.
What products would you suggest or process to clean?
You know, the one that I actually like actually comes in a wipe format, and it's called Weiman. It's W-E-I-M-A-N. I know you can get it at Walmart or Bed Bath & Beyond. You can get it in the spray. You can get it in the wipe. I think the wipe kind of just makes it, you know, the easiest to deal with. Plus, then you end up with extra liquid at the bottom, and you can use regular rags when you're done. But I think the important thing is, you know, use a product that's meant for stainless, and you'll find that you have good success with it.
Okay, is there any type of polish to put over that then to help preclude getting stained again right away?
I don't think so, because you're not going to be able to like buff this to keep it clean in that sense. So I think it's just a matter of wiping it down on a regular basis. It's more of a maintenance issue, Tom.
Okay, thank you very much.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
All right, now I've got Diane in Massachusetts on the line with a noise question. What's going on at your money pit?
I did the house 12 years ago, and I had blown-in insulation put in 3 years, and the house is noisy. I can hear a humming. It's annoying. It's a buzzing. I don't know why, after doing all of this surrounding the house and trying to keep it warm, I would hear a humming, a resonance in the house.
Well, I'll tell you what, there's got to be a reason for this, and it's going to take some real detective work to figure it out. I'll give you an example from my own home. You know, we recently, I'd mentioned earlier on the show, put in spray foam insulation and sealed up the attic. It's never been warmer in the house as a result of it. But in one part of the house, it still was technically a conditioned attic. So by code, we were required to leave some vents in that attic. Now, it ended up that it was so tight in that attic space, even with the vent, that whenever the wind blew, we'd get this really weird, almost like haunting sound. You know, when you were a kid and you took an old bottle and you blew it, blew us the top of it and made a big, deep sound with it?
Yeah.
Like a big jug? Well, that's what it sounds like when the air blows across this vent. And it makes a really weird sort of vibrating sound in that part of the house. Until I figured it out, I was really scratching my head. So there's always a reason for this. In our case, it was a vent. In your case, it could be plumbing. Very often we get noises in homes that are sourced from plumbing. Sometimes when you run hot or cold water, pipes will expand or contract and cause sort of like a cricking sound that will vibrate through the entire length of the pipe and amplify itself as a result. It could be electrical. If there's outlets or panel boxes in those parts of the house, they definitely should be inspected to make sure that nothing is disintegrating inside that electrical area. There's nothing about adding blown-in insulation that will cause a noise. So the source must be somewhere else that you're going to have to dig into a bit more, Diane, before you'll know what to do about it. But I would trust your instincts. If you're hearing it, it definitely exists. Sometimes people think they're going nuts. But I got to tell you, there's a reason for that, but it's definitely going to take some detective work to get to the bottom of it.
Okay, you coming over?
All right, well, you put on the coffee, and next time I'm up in Massachusetts, we'll stop by. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. Coming up, is there a chance your mattress is making you sick? Well, there are simple steps that you can take to keep it bacteria-free. That and more when the Money Pit returns after this.
Thousands of authors across the country have written books and published them with Page Publishing. If you've written a book, they can help you through the process. Cut through the confusion of the publishing world to make it easy for you. If they decide to publish your book, your work ends, theirs begins. From copy editing and proofing to typesetting and book cover art. Plus, get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and in bookstores across the country. They even help promote your book. biography, self-help, mystery, novels, sci-fi, or even a children's book. No matter what genre, Page Publishing can bring your book to life. And don't forget to ask about audiobooks. We do all of this for you. Call today for your free writer's guide packed with tips, tricks, and templates to help you finish what you started.
800-219-8262. 800-219-8262. 800-219-8262. That's 800-219-8262.
Get ready to explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
The National Wild Turkey Federation 26th Annual Reading Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 1st at the Senior Citizen Center at 2290 Benton Drive in Reading. Doors open at 4:30 p.m. and dinner will be served at 6:30. Tickets and sponsorship tables are available by calling 530-526-8350 or get your tickets online at nwtf.org/events.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs. When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Get ready for laughter, chaos, and unforgettable fun.
Riverfront Playhouse proudly presents The Odd Couple, female version by Neil Simon, directed by Sean Sampson.
From January 24th to February 9th, step into the hilariously mismatched world of two roommates,
Olive and Florence, as they navigate friendship, humor, and plenty of surprises.
It's a fresh twist on a classic comedy.
Grab your tickets now at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Don't miss this side-splitting comedy
sponsored by this station
and these amazing pro-arts businesses.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Man.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What's on your to-do list for the remaining days of winter? If it's a project that's going to make your home more comfortable and more energy efficient, reach out to us and we'll talk it through. Hey, maybe you're ready to buy a new heating system and wondering if you're going to get a return on that investment. Maybe you're planning a project for the spring days ahead. Whatever's on that to-do list, all you got to do is call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT and slide it right on over to our to-do list, and we'll be glad to help you out with some tips and advice to get it done right.
Al in Arkansas, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
Yes, I've got a door that, and I've always had a door at this spot, and I bought it one of these case doors where you just slide it in the hole, and the bottom part of it on the outside kind of like just rotted away, and eventually now after maybe 5 years, their bottom foot of it on one side is completely gone, and the other side is getting gone. And I was wondering what kind of problems I might have. It's on the west side of the house.
Okay, so you're talking about the door jams. It was a pre-hung exterior door, and the door jams at the bottom are rotting away. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, that's really typical with a pre-hung door. And, you know, unless you're very careful with the maintenance in terms of painting that on a regular basis and not letting water sort of collect in that area, it's kind of the way those doors fail, it's the way they wear. My sister had a door just like that that I helped her with last summer. And, we basically just cut the whole thing out of the opening and put a new one in. You know, the doors are not that expensive. I mean, you can get a nice Therma-True door, for example, fiberglass door with rot-resistant jams now. They're made a lot better. You know, for a couple hundred, $300, and, you know, I popped it in an afternoon. I don't think that there's anything worth saving about the door as you describe it now. It's very difficult for you to repair that. And because it's pre-hung, it's going to be attached to the metal sill at the bottom. You're also not going to be getting a good air seal there, so it's going to become drafty.
Okay. Yeah, it's one of those metal doors with the glass in the middle and the little louvers in the middle.
Well, here's the thing. When you get a new door, you really ought to look at the fiberglass doors because they can look like that sort of plain metal style, or they could have a nice wood grain to it. But the nice thing about fiberglass doors is the door itself doesn't rust, and it's a lot warmer. It's much more insulated and energy efficient than a steel door.
Oh, good to know.
Okay.
Leslie, I appreciate it. I enjoy your show immensely.
Thanks.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you for saying that. We appreciate it. You guys have a great day.
You bet.
Well, for all the time we spend on them, most of us give our mattresses little to no TLC, which means a shortened lifespan and even the risk of illness.
Yeah, that's right. If you don't take the steps to keep it clean, you could be sleeping on a bed of bacteria. You want to keep those germs away by investing in a mattress cover. Not only is that mattress cover going to protect the mattress from dust and dust mites, it's going to ward off bacteria.
Now, if something were to spill on your mattress, don't soak it. Instead, spray on a solution of mild dish soap and water and scrub it with a soft brush. Then blot it with a dry towel and let it air dry.
Now, every 3 months, you want to alternate between rotating and flipping your mattress. If you're going on vacation, let your mattress do the same. Strip the bed, leave everything open to give that mattress a nice dose of sanitizing fresh air and sunlight.
And one thing you don't want to do is to use dry cleaning agents on your mattress. These chemicals and the spot removers that are sold, they can be harmful to the fabric and to the underlying mattress material. So take a pass on the dry cleaning agents and let Mother Nature do the sanitizing by leaving it open and exposed, especially if you go away for a couple of days or more.
Lori in Pennsylvania needs some help picking out a counter material. What are you working on?
It's not for me, actually. It's my daughter and my son-in-law have bought a house, and they're moving in January. They want to remodel their kitchen, and they don't know what kind of counter to get. Can you recommend anything? And I did hear you guys say last week there was an alternative to quartz.
There are. Now, countertops, of course, run the gamut of budgets. So, and it also depends on the quantity of countertop. I mean, to me, when you think about, like, the best of the best when it comes to a countertop is I love granite. I also love marble. However, marble requires a lot more maintenance, a lot more sealing. It's a much softer material than the granite. However, if you've got a lot of counter surface, granites and marbles can get very pricey because they're priced by the linear foot. Sometimes they're several hundred dollars per foot. The edges then cost extra money. So you got to kind of figure it out that way. I think the top of the line, though, is going to be a granite. Then you can have those quartz products. You know, there's Silestone, Zodiac, and those are made from quartz. They're a hard surface. It's a solid surface. And they can look from anything from a solid color to that same sort of speckled finish to a grainy appearance. And they're going to be extra, extra durable as well. But they're going to be very similarly priced to a granite as well. Laminate is going to be, you know, sort of on the lower end price-wise. But laminates today come in so many different looks, if you will, that you can get something that looks like a granite. You can get a solid, you know, a solid color. You can get a speckled finish. You can get a vein with a graining.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the advice.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Call us right now with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Just ahead, home fire risks go up in the winter, but you guys know that not all smoke detectors work with every type of fire. We'll explain why and how to make sure you're protected when the Money Pit returns.
Live in a money pit.
Transforming your kitchen or bath just got easier with the new Luxrock Ultra Solid Surface Granite Kit from Deich Coatings. Luxrock Ultra is real stone. It rolls on easily over old countertops, transforming them into a new smooth-as-glass stone surface that looks and performs just like real granite. Beautiful and durable, quick and easy. Kits start at just $149. Luxrock Ultra from Deich Coatings. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
We've got something pretty exciting to share today for all of our listeners who are serious about clean drinking water at home. It's easy to install and takes care of all your water filtration needs.
That's right, Les. We're talking about the RO Pure Plus from Premier H2O. This reverse osmosis system is designed to specifically fit into those tight under counter spaces without compromising on performance.
Exactly. You know, the RO Pure Plus features four stages of filtration, which not only traps sediments, but also reduces the total dissolved solids and that chlorine taste and odor that we all hate. The result? Crystal clear, great tasting drinking water for your family. And when it's time to change those filters, it is completely hassle-free.
Yep, and don't forget about the annual filter replacement kit. It's a complete one-year supply designed to keep your system running smoothly and your water tasting fresh.
Check out the RO Pure Plus today at premierh2o.com/moneypit and use the code MONEYPIT to get your exclusive 25% discount.
Well, if you're looking to re-roof this year, a quality metal roof offers some of the best protection against extreme conditions. Metal roofs can withstand hurricane-force winds and protect against hail, rain, snow, and ice. In the summertime, they save energy, keep you cooler, and help safeguard against wildfire. So if you're looking for maximum performance for your home wherever you live, check out the durability, beauty, and long-lasting worry-free protection of a new metal roof. Visit metalroofing.com for more information.
Hey, guys, did you know that a burglar enters a home every 30 seconds? That's two robberies every minute and over 3,000 every day. That's why it's more important than ever to protect yourself with a Vivint home security system. Vivint delivers reliable home security at a price you can afford. It's an award-winning system that's smarter, simpler, and starting at just $1 a day. And right now, Money Pit listeners can take advantage of this incredible offer of just $1 a day and get free professional installation. Vivint makes it easy to protect your home and loved ones with smart security features that help you stay connected wherever you are. So don't wait. Call now for your free home security consultation. The number is 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606. Packages start at just $29.99 a month with a signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Call Vivint today at 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit, makers of the revolutionary Luxrock Ultra Solid Surface Granite Kit. Transform your existing surfaces with real stone. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Where home solutions live, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show, where we make good homes better. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti, and we love it when you call in and let us know what you've got going on at your money pit. But here's a new item for that to-do list that you are in the process of tackling. It's to join us every Monday and Thursday for new episodes of the Money Pit podcast. It's available at moneypit.com/podcast and on your favorite pod platforms. So we can't wait to see you there. Time to talk tin roofs with Kenny in Mississippi. What's going on?
I've got a tin roof on my house, but there's no insulation up under the tin roof. And I'm wondering what would be the best kind of insulation to use, spray on or something that you know, some sticky sides or whatever.
So, Kenny, this, you know, the answer depends on basically how your roof is put together. Now, if you have the kind of roof, kind of attic structure where you have a ceiling, and then you have an attic, and then you have the underside of the roof. In that situation, you're going to want to make sure that your ceiling, which is below your roof and above your head, is well insulated. And that type of home, you ought to have probably about 15 to 18 inches of insulation there. So the first layer would lay in between the ceiling joists, and then the second layer would be on top of that perpendicular, and it would be unfaced fiberglass insulation, most likely. Now, if you have a cathedral ceiling where you look up and see the underside of that tin, that's a whole different situation. In that case, the best insulation to use would be spray foam insulation, because it could be sprayed directly onto that tin roof, and then it could be painted. So those are the two options, but it really depends on what the sort of structure of the house is. If you've got an attic, then you could just use standard insulation on that ceiling area, which is essentially the attic floor. I hope that helps you out, and good luck with that project.
Well, today, better home design, fire-resistant materials, up-to-date electrical systems are all helping to reduce the risk of fires in homes. But while that's good news, fire risk always goes up during the winter, which makes this a great time to dial in fire protection advances for your home.
Now, it starts with choosing the right kind of smoke detectors for your home. There are basically two types: ionization and photoelectric. Now, the ionization smoke alarms are generally more responsive to flaming fires, while the photoelectric smoke alarms are generally more responsive to fires that begin with a long period of smoldering. So for the best protection, it's recommended that you have both ionization and photoelectric technologies in your house. Now, these can be two separate detectors or combination alarms that offer both technologies in the same unit.
That's right. Now, for a kitchen, you want to look for a detector with a reset or silencer button. That's going to allow you to shut down the detector for approximately 10 minutes during a nuisance alarm, like when you've burned toast, and then it goes right back to being on full alert. The testing is critical. You want to be sure that your detectors are tested at least once a month using that built-in test button on the detector. For detectors that are hardwired to the home's electrical system, you want to check that the status light is flashing regularly. How many should you have? Well, there should be at least one detector installed per floor in your home, and because a quarter of all home fires start during typical sleeping hours, there should be a detector outside of each sleeping area and inside each bedroom.
Now, let's talk about replacing old detectors. Remember, the detectors are always on, so to speak, and sampling the air. So that's why they can wear out, and they ought to be replaced at least every 5 years. So a real smart improvement now that we are in the new year is to upgrade all the smoke detectors in your house, and that's why.
Heading over to Illinois, where Lynn's on the line, who's having a bit of trouble getting her mail these days. What's going on?
I have a mailbox. It's enclosed in a brick enclosure, an ornamental brick enclosure, and the mailbox has rusted, and the door eventually fell off, and I couldn't reattach it. So I'm just wondering, it's a pretty small mailbox inside that enclosure, so I can't slip another one in inside it, but I was just wondering if there's any suggestions of what I could do about that.
Wow, yeah, that's definitely a hassle. And sure, that metal box that was surrounded by bricks is definitely going to have a life expectancy, which you're apparently at the end of right now, Lynn. So let me make you a couple of suggestions. First of all, that mailbox had to have been installed into that brick with some sort of mechanical fastener. So the mason would have, you know, made the brick surround it, but he also would have had to have attached it in some way. I suspect that if you look, perhaps you need a bright flashlight for this, if you look deep into that metal mailbox, you're probably going to see the heads of some bolts or nuts or screws that are sticking through the sides of that mailbox. I'm going to tell you how I would do it. You may not have the tools for this or the patience for it, but what I would do is I would cut the head of that screw off from the inside of the mailbox. I mean, this is something I would do with a Sawzall. You could probably also do it, frankly, with just a hacksaw blade if you're patient enough. You'd slide it flush with the metal mailbox and basically saw back and forth. It's a little rough to handle, so just use some tape on the raw part of the blade that you're holding on. And be careful not to slip because you could, like, you know, cut yourself doing this. But you're going to cut those screw heads off. That should loosen this box enough for you to get it out. And you may have to pry it a little bit. Eventually, try to get it out with as least damage as possible. But just yank it out of that hole. Now you've got this clean hole to work with. And at this point, I would just get online and start searching for mailbox upon mailbox upon mailbox and see if I could find one that has a dimension that feels like it would work. You know, Amazon Prime is perfect for this if you have it, because they usually have free returns, and you could order three or four of them until you find one that fits and send the rest back. And I also might suggest that nowadays a lot of those mailboxes are made of a very sturdy plastic, which is simply not going to corrode like the metal one did. I bet when this was first installed, there was no such thing as a plastic mailbox that was sturdy. These new mailboxes made out of a sort of industrial-strength plastic. I'm not quite sure what it is, but I've seen them and played with them, and they're pretty tough. I would suggest you slip one of those into that brick opening, because it'd certainly be worth the extra effort so that you don't have to disassemble that brick portion of the mailbox holder, so to speak, to get this project completed.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. If you're like most of us, there are probably some areas of your home that are just not lit very well. Now, good lighting is important. Not only is it going to make your home look bigger, but it can also make it much safer. We're going to share some tips for brighter spaces next.
You live in a money pit.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Attention Shasta County, the Shasta Firefighters Burn and Benevolent Fund is gearing up for their annual benefit dinner at the Wind River Casino on Saturday, March 15th. Doors open at 4, dinner at 7, and they need your help. The Shasta Firefighters Burn and Benevolent Fund is currently asking for donations to be raffled off or auctioned during their event. All proceeds will go towards supporting our local first responders in their time of need. For more information, go to Shasta Firefighters B&B on Facebook or Instagram.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at moneypit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Monty in Virginia wrote into Team Money Pit and says, I'm planning a trip and I wondered what the lowest temperature I can set my thermostat to keep those pipes from freezing while I'm away on vacation. I get the temptation. You want to not have a large expense in your heating expenses there while you're out of town, but you don't want to come home to a disaster. I find like 62 is the lowest I'm willing to go. What about you, Tom?
Oh, man, that's really low. A lot of bad things can happen because it's not just the fact that your pipes can freeze, but you'll have higher humidity and moisture in the house at those temperatures, and that can start to make paint peel and wallpaper come off the wall and mold to grow. So, you know, I don't think I would go any lower than about 65. And the other thing that I would do, it's really important, is I would turn off the main water valve. There's no reason to leave the main water valve on if you're going to be away for that period of time. So turn it off. And this way, if a pipe were to freeze and break, the only water that's going to leak out is what's in the pipe. You're not going to have a geyser that just runs and runs and runs until the water starts running down the street outside and gets somebody's attention. So we don't want to see you turn your house into the next Frozen movie set or something like that. So definitely turn the main water valve off. Keep the temperature at about 65. It's also smart to shut off any circuit breakers that you're not using if you know what everything does and what it's all connected to. Because why have the circuit energized if you're not home? Right? These are safe, common sense things to do before you take off.
All right. Hope that helps you out, Monty. And thanks for the tip. I'm going to go up those 3 degrees. All right. Now, Charmaine in Cleveland writes in saying, I'm calling about my washing machine. It sounds like it's going to take off. I mean, it looks like it moves, it shakes, it's so hard, it's moving around, I think it's going to knock a wall down.
Yeah, generally what you're talking about here, Charmaine, is a washer that is out of level. So the first thing you need to do is to level that washing machine. You need to level it in both directions, right? So side to side and front to back. I'd like to use like a 2-foot level on that, not the little tiny ones because they're not all that accurate. And then once it's perfectly level, I would add anti-vibration blocks under the washer feet. These are rubber discs or rubber square blocks that are indented where the foot goes for the washer. There's 4 of them, and it kind of acts like a shock absorber, and it's amazing, especially with these high-efficiency machines that spin really fast. It takes all that shake, rattle, and roll right out. So level it and put those blocks in, and you will be good to go.
All right, good luck with that.
Well, good lighting is important in every home. Not only will it make your home look bigger, but it can also be much safer. Leslie has some tips for brighter spaces in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, first of all, in those living and reading areas, you're obviously going to need plenty of floor lamps and table lamps, but you just need to make sure that those lamps are actually pointing toward the activity and not towards you. Now, one area where direct lighting is super important is in the kitchen. If you have one main overhead light source, you want to consider adding additional pendant fixtures above those work surfaces, and then even task lights mounted under the cabinets. Now, if you've got a room that's tough to fill with natural light, like maybe it has only one window, an easy fix is to place mirrors in strategic places to bounce light around the room. And if somebody in your family has vision problems, you can take advantage of those high contrast colors. You can put a dark switch plate on a light wall and choose bright colors for the furniture and accessories. If you're looking for some more lighting tips, head on over to moneypit.com.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up on the next episode of the program, we're going to talk about wallpaper because getting rid of it, the old stuff, it's the only thing that might be standing between you and your dream room because a lot of folks are facing that very situation. And the truth is, wallpaper removal is a dreaded task because it can be very difficult. But with the right steps, removing wallpaper can definitely be a quicker and easier project. So we'll share what you need to know to get that done on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you will find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com, I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump has signed an order to impose stiff tariffs on imports from Mexico, Canada, and China. Bob Agnew has the story.
President Trump is declaring an economic emergency to put the duties of 10% on all imports from China and 25% on imports from Mexico and Canada, America's largest trading partners, except for a 10% rate on Canadian oil. The move fulfills Mr. Trump's campaign promise, but also raises the prospect of increased prices for American consumers. However, the White House says the order includes a mechanism to escalate the rates if the countries retaliate, as they threaten to do. Bob Agnew, Washington.
For the second time in 2 days, a deadly plane crash in the eastern U.S. This time, all six on board are dead. One person on the ground has been killed when the aircraft went down shortly after takeoff in Philadelphia Friday night. Also at townhall.com, federal investigators are not speculating on the cause of Wednesday's midair collision near Reagan National Airport. They are asking for the public's patience as their work continues. Juan Brown is a retired Air Force pilot and current commercial airline pilot. He says one of the key moments prior to the collision was the late warning from the tower to the Army training crew.
The late call out to the helicopter, do you see the airliner? Because when you merge targets like this, you will get a collision warning on your radar. But because the helicopter is assuming responsibility for visual clearance of the airliner, that relieves the air traffic controller of his responsibility to maintain that clearance.
The U.S. military has conducted coordinated airstrikes against Islamic State cooperatives, or operatives rather, in Somalia. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says the strikes were directed by President Trump and coordinated with Somalia's government. Pentagon says multiple operatives were killed. Breaking news and analysis found at townhall.com.
Heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95. An easy, affordable way to see how it could literally change your life, like it has mine. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. Trying it couldn't be easier with their three-week quick start for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. And it just takes a phone call to 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. 1-800-4-RELIEF. Wherever you're having pain, every day you feel better is a day you live better. Try Relief Factor's three-week quick start. Visit ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
There are growing problems on the evolving policies and even patterns in Atlanta concerning the homeless. And officials admit no one has followed the answers, at least not yet.
Atlanta leaders are reconsidering how they dismantle homeless camps. That comes after a man in a tent was killed after a city crew's bulldozer destroyed an encampment. The tents were being swept from an area several blocks away from the Ebenezer Baptist Church in preparation for Martin Luther King Jr. holiday events. A lawyer for Cornelius Taylor's family says the heavy equipment crushed his organs. Taylor's family hopes his death can lead to positive changes as cities struggle with growing homeless populations. Atlanta Mayor Andre Dickens says his death shows the need to re-examine city policies. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
You'll find breaking news and analysis and more stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. One of the all-time greats in tennis has been reunited with some treasures.
Pam Shriver has her trophies back. She regained the hardware after someone broke into her car parked at a hotel where she was staying because of the L.A. wildfires. Those trophies were then dropped off in boxes placed outside the hotel some 10 days later. Shriver, now a TV commentator, was inducted into the Tennis Hall of Fame in 2002. Jason Walker reporting.
Costco and the Teamsters Union have reached a tentative agreement on a new contract, avoiding a strike. Teamsters spokesman Matthew McQuaid confirmed the agreement, which will have to be approved by members. Details of the agreement weren't immediately available. The Teamsters Union represents 18,000 Costco workers in six states. Costco has 219,000 U.S. employees and 617 U.S. stores. You'll find more on these stories, plus headlines and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Attention hunters, Blackburn Apparel is your local manufacturer of top quality, unique outdoor wear. Hikers, fishermen, or hunters, Blackburn Apparel will have you looking and feeling fantastic. And they have a shop right here in Reading on Crossroads Drive. Blackburn Apparel carries clothing for every outdoorsman, and they also offer a uniquely designed line of accessories and gear. Check it out at shopblackburn.com. Then come buy your selection in the showroom and save on shipping. Blackburn Apparel, shopblackburn.com, or visit the shop at 3058 Crossroads Drive.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
They'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-432-3614. 800-432-3614. 800-432-3614. That's 800-432-3614.
I'm Steve Keeker with Senior Care Consulting, here with Ben Socek from Home Downsizing Solutions. Ben, I understand you have a big announcement.
I do, Steve. I'm very excited to announce that my company, Home Downsizing Solutions, is expanding nationally through the franchising model.
That's great, Ben. And who would be an ideal candidate for owning a Home Downsizing Solutions franchise?
I think the ideal candidate has some experience working with seniors, especially with any of the services that seniors utilize when selling a house and moving to senior living, that also has an interest in and recognizes a very important service of providing a fast, easy, convenient way to sell a house in its as-is condition when making that transition.
I know you do a great job, Ben, serving seniors and their families, and I'm so excited about your franchise opportunities all across America. For more information, call toll-free 855-291-5005 or visit homedownsizing.com.
Life is full of balance, but if you are one of the millions of people affected by dizziness, vertigo, and imbalance, finding your footing isn't as easy as it seems. These conditions disrupt daily life and rob people of their independence. They are often misdiagnosed by healthcare providers, and some people are told that their symptoms are all in their head or that they are just due to stress. Nothing could be farther from the truth. Do you often feel dizzy and foggy headed? Do you reach out for the wall to keep yourself from falling over? Do you experience a constant ringing in your ears? If you answered yes, you might have a problem with your inner ear. But there's hope. Visit liferebalanced.org or call 800-837-8428 to learn how you can get better. Again, that's 800-837-8428, sponsored by the Vestibular Disorders Association.
Every child deserves the best teachers, facilities, and academic programs to set them up for success both now and in the future. At Milton Hershey School in Hershey, Pennsylvania, we make that a reality for children from qualifying families who are looking for greater opportunities. Milton Hershey School enrolls students from pre-K through 12th grade from across the United States to live and learn on a beautiful state-of-the-art campus with all costs covered. Students who are accepted to Milton Hershey School have access to a top-tier education along with healthcare, meals, housing, and fully funded career pathways to pursue whatever they're passionate about, from performing arts to internships to coding. Students can even accrue up to $95,000 to continue their education after high school thanks to the generosity of chocolatier Milton Hershey and his wife, Catherine. Are you looking to set your child up for success or know a child who could benefit from Milton Hershey School? Learn more at mhskids.org/admissions.
We have excellent resources here at VA.
It creates a nice setting where you can explore different avenues and just grow because you have that safe space to learn. I'm very grateful to be part of an excellent program.
Grow your career at VA. Visit vacareers.va.gov.
If you're in business, then you know what it feels like to be confused about what's currently working to grow your business and also what's actually wasting your time. Join us on the Success Explained podcast, where we break down exactly what it takes to grow any business in any economy. My name is Chris Guerrero, and I've spent over 30 years building, selling, and investing in companies, and I know the few key actions that consistently grow companies and create personal wealth. And you can plug into all these tips for free on the Success Explained podcast. Just go to successexplained.com and you'll get access to the same tips that have grown over a dozen companies in my personal portfolio. And you'll hear from other business titans as we uncover topics rarely discussed outside closed boardroom doors. It's all free right now at successexplained.com.
Everyone has a community, a neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use, community members can be your eyes and ears when you're not with your kids and alert you to signs of potential problems. Learn more at talktheyhearyou.samhsa.gov.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
You guys enjoying this chilly winter season? Are you feeling a draft or two around the house? Maybe you're thinking about replacing windows or doors. Maybe you're ready to upgrade your kitchen. Maybe you're planning for some warm weather projects like a deck or a patio or some neat new lighting or maybe even some landscaping you're starting to draw up some plans for. If you've got a project in mind or one underway, we would love to help you with tips and ideas to make that project go smoothly. So reach out to us right now by going to moneypit.com/ask. Press the blue microphone button for the fastest possible response. Coming up on today's show, as the temps go down, the cost of heating your home goes up. So we're going to share a few simple steps you can take around your home to reduce energy use and save some money as well.
And are you laying your head down on a bed of bacteria every night?
Oof, that sounds disgusting.
I know it's so gross. When you think about how long some people keep their mattresses, it really is necessary to detox those mattresses to keep them clean and to keep you healthy.
And home fire risk goes up in the winter, but did you guys know that not all smoke detectors work with every type of fire? We're going to explain why and how to make sure that you are protected.
All right, so let's get to work. We want to hear what you are working on at your money pit. Have you already started maybe that big project for 2025, or perhaps you're tackling some smaller projects throughout the year? Well, whatever it is, let us know how we can lend a hand.
Call us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
We've got Nicole in Texas on the line who's dealing with a clogged drain. What kind of drain? How much of a mess is this? I'm so sorry.
Oh, it's okay. It's our shower drain. So okay. We have an aerobic system, so we don't want to use a lot of chemicals in there and ruin our good bacteria of things we've got going on. So I'm not really sure what to use for a clogged drain in an aerobic system.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you did mention in your question that you can't use that thing that pulls hair out, which, by the way, I just want to take this opportunity to mention. This is a very short drain snake. It's about 12 to 18 inches long. And boy, does it work! You know, as a father of a daughter who had three other female roommates in college, that thing came in handy many, many times. I've had tenants with hair that clogged drains, and it works very, very well. And it's like dirt cheap. So always my first line of attack is to use a drain snake that's designed for hair. Short of that, and because you have a septic system, you're right. You don't want to put drain or really anything else in that system that could affect the natural field that's developed with the enzymes that are there right now. I would suggest that you just use a mechanical snake. Now, you can go to a store like Harbor Freight. These are not expensive. They work really, really well. A drain snake will do just that. It will follow the drain down through the trap to the area that's clogged, and you just sort of work it. Go down a little bit, bring it back up, go down more, bring it back up, and sooner or later you're going to find the source of that clog. Now, if that doesn't work, you may have to call a professional drain cleaner, but I think you can do this yourself because those drain snakes work very, very well.
Okay. Well, that's really good advice. I really appreciate it.
Okay. Well, good luck with that project.
All right. Thank you all. Y'all have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Heading out to New Jersey where John has some issues going on in the attic. Tell us about it.
I have the breather up on top of my roof. It leaks, comes down into the attic, and I have a little container up there, and sometimes I don't get up there in time, and it's kind of messing up my ceiling.
Well, that's not good.
Well, I've gone up there, and I've had that can of I forget what you call it. You spray it, and it's like a rubber or whatever. I've sprayed all around the metal flashing, and it's still leaking. I don't see any holes anywhere else. There's no missing shingles. I don't know what else it could be.
Okay, so let me just clarify for me, when you call this an attic breather or vent, what are we talking about? Is it a square hole in your roof with a vent over it? Is it a ridge vent that goes down the peak of the roof, or are you talking about the plumbing vent that comes up through the roof?
No, it's almost up in the about midway. There's one on one side of the roof and one on the other.
Okay, so it's a square vent.
Right, and there's no the opening is on an angle, but I don't know if it's enough of an angle when the wind drives the rain in a certain direction.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. You may have some wind driven rain in here. And what my advice would be to you is you have a ridge that goes down sort of like a peak of the roof that goes down the middle of the house?
No, it goes across. It runs horizontally.
What kind of roof style do you have? Is this like a standard colonial house or what is it, a ranch?
Small ranch.
Okay. So here's what I would do. You may very well be getting wind-driven rain inside that. What I might suggest is that's actually not the best kind of vent. And there's an opportunity for you to improve your ventilation here in your attic space, which will actually make it cooler in the summertime and drier in the wintertime, which makes your insulation more effective. And to do that, what I would do is I would remove those square vents patch the hole and reshingle over that. And I would replace that with a ridge vent that goes down most of the peak of the roof. The ridge vent's not likely to leak if it's properly installed, and that will open up that space to more ventilation, which will have the benefits that we talked about.
Wow. Okay. That's my next project.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Coming up this hour, if you're looking to save money on your energy bills, we've got some fast and easy do-it-yourself home energy upgrades coming up to help you do just that next.
Have you noticed your toilet running? Well, stop wasting all that water by replacing the old toilet flapper with the new Super Flapper from FluidMaster.
This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old, noisy running toilet today.
FluidMaster is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. For any questions, call 1-800-631-2011 or go to superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com.
Next time you need to re-roof, be a good steward of your home and the planet by choosing a more sustainable roof. Quality metal roofs are exceptionally durable and can last 50-plus years and are 100% recyclable at the end of their life. They're also extremely energy efficient and can be easily cleaned using gentle soap and plain water. Make the smart, sustainable choice and check out the Metal Roofing Alliance's free buyer's guide at metalroofing.com. We've got something pretty exciting to share today for all of our listeners who are serious about clean drinking water at home. It's easy to install and takes care of all your water filtration needs.
That's right, Les. We're talking about the RO Pure Plus from Premier H2O. This reverse osmosis system is designed to specifically fit into those tight under-counter spaces without compromising on performance.
Exactly. You know, the RO Pure Plus features four stages of filtration, which not only traps sediments, but also reduces the total dissolved solids and that chlorine taste and odor that we all hate. The result? Crystal clear, great-tasting drinking water for your family. And when it's time to change those filters, it is completely hassle-free.
Yep, and don't forget about the annual filter replacement kit. It's a complete one-year supply designed to keep your system running smoothly and your water tasting fresh.
Check out the RO Pure Plus today at premierh2o.com/moneypit and use the code MONEYPIT to get your exclusive 25% discount.
Hey, guys, did you know that a burglar enters a home every 30 seconds? That's 2 robberies every minute and over 3,000 every day. That's why it's more important than ever to protect yourself with a Vivint home security system. Vivint delivers reliable home security at a price you can afford. It's an award-winning system that's smarter, simpler, and starting at just $1 a day. And right now, Money Pit listeners can take advantage of this incredible offer of just $1 a day and get free professional installation. Vivint makes it easy to protect your home and loved ones with smart security features that help you stay connected wherever you are. So don't wait. Call now for your free home security consultation. The number is 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606. Packages start at just $29.99 a month with a signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Call Vivint today at 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606. Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, did you know that a burglar enters a home every 30 seconds? That's why we're so excited to partner with Vivint Home Security. Money Pit listeners can get their award-winning, smarter, simpler home security system starting at just $1 a day, plus free professional installation with a signed agreement. Restrictions apply, but don't wait. You must call now at 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606. Chris in Arkansas is on the line with a painting question. How can I help you today?
Well, I bought a house, and it has 2 bathrooms. And the tile sink and tubs are baby pink and baby blue.
What's wrong with that?
Well, not exactly what I had in mind. But I was wondering if you can successfully, until I get to redo the bathrooms, if you can successfully paint over them without it looking terrible.
Yes and no. I mean, you can. There's a quite an extensive process to it to make sure that it, you get proper adhesion, that it sticks very well. However, whenever you're dealing with a painted surface and water is involved and areas that you have to clean as well, you're going to get some wear and tear. So I don't think it's the best idea. I mean, there are kits that you can buy online. Basically, if you want to do it without a kit, and of course, then you don't want to paint the grout, but a lot of people do paint the grout, and then that looks weird also. So you got to think about all these things. But you're going to want to use a very, very durable oil-based primer. And of course, you've got to clean those tiles very, very well before you even think about putting a drop of primer on them.
And I think Sherwin-Williams actually makes a primer that is super, super adhesive. And the reason I know about this is because the way they demoed it was by painting it on tile and then putting a second layer of paint on it. But even though it's a really adhesive paint, I agree with you completely that eventually, in a very short period of time, especially if you're cleaning the surface, you're going to start wearing through it.
Okay. And like I said, not knowing if I could or not, I just was, you know, thinking if I could buy myself some time and just paint it until I can redo. Or maybe it's sounding like I should just wait so I can redo.
Well, you know, the bad news about those old tile bathrooms is that they have, you know, these very traditional, like 1960s-like colors. The good news is that the tile quality is usually really good, and the way it's installed is really solid. And that's why, if at all possible, maybe you could think about decorating around this tile. So you said you have, is it pink and blue?
Yes.
You know, with the pink, I think we're seeing such a big trend in pink really making a comeback in bathroom spaces. You know, you could go overload on the pink. You can add in florals. You can add in different tones of pinks. You can sort of tone it down with neutral beiges and grays and hints of gold and sort of make it, like, glamorous and more girly. You know, there are ways you can do that. Blue tile, I feel like, you know, it's just a poor choice. Blue tile is blue tile.
I totally agree with you.
You know, maybe everything else goes, like, super clean, but I just feel like if you attempt to paint the tile, you're going to be sad in the long run. It will perhaps motivate you to do the permanent work more quickly.
Okay. Well, exactly that, and that's why I called. I just wasn't sure if there was some miracle cure that I, you know, hey, this works great or not. And I am trying my best at decorating around, but the pink, yes, has worked better than the blue.
At least we solved half the problem, Christine.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it so much.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, as the temps go down, the cost of heating your home goes up. Here's a few fast and easy fixes to stop the less well-known sources of energy leaks. For example, you might be surprised to learn that cold air can make its way into your living space through the lights and through the outlets on those exterior walls. The simple solution is to add a pre-fit plastic foam outlet gasket behind the cover plates to seal those drafts out.
Now, another place heated air inside your home escapes in cold weather is through the chimney. And it's an easy fix to insert something called a chimney balloon into the flue. It's a plastic balloon that inflates to fit your chimney, and it acts as a plug to prevent unwanted airflow, and it's easy to remove when you want to use your fireplace come next fall.
All right, now caulk is a great way to keep water out around the outside of the windows. But did you know that it can also stop drafts on the inside of the window? Cold drafts can leak through those exterior walls and then make their way into your home. So to seal those out, you want to add a bead of caulk between the interior window trim and the wall.
And here's one more. Lock your windows. Why, you say? Well, if you've ever rotated the lock on a double-hung window, you might know that when you do that, it actually pushes the window down to the sill and really creates a very tight seal. So by locking those windows, you'll actually seal out some drafts.
Jeffrey in Wisconsin, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Well, I've got cement board siding, and occasionally a crack appears. And I'm wondering, I've tried a couple different caulks. The last one was quad, and it just kind of swells and shrinks with the weather, and it shows after you paint it. Is there anything out there you could help me with to repair cracks in cement board siding?
What you want to use is a silicone caulk because it's the most permanent one. It's got good adhesion and expands and contracts. But you are correct.
that it is very difficult to paint. So what I would tell you to do is to use a colored caulk, to choose the caulk and the color of the siding, and this way you don't have to worry about painting it, and you can still have the qualities of expansion and contraction and adhesion, so it'll stay put once you apply it. I mean, cement board siding does not need to be painted nearly as often as wood siding. So if you get the right color and you get it applied properly, you know, this is something that can be with you for 10 years.
Okay.
The product is available in many different colors. I see it on the Home Depot website in gray and tan and white, of course. And there's also something called paintable silicone. It's a white silicone caulk, but it's paintable. It's made by GE. It's called GE Silicone 2. So you have a lot of options to choose from.
Yes, I'll check that out, because what I've had so far hasn't really done what I've been able to be satisfied with.
Well, remember, the secret to a successful caulking project is to make sure the surface is clean and dry when you apply it, and make sure you give it plenty of time to set up. But, you know, I tell you, if it's done right, it's pretty indestructible stuff.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Tom in Arizona, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Talk to me about this thing called stainless steel that stains. Stainless steel appliances and how you clean them.
Yeah, stainless steel and the stains that follow it, right? Yeah, you know, everybody thinks it's indestructible and you know, always stays beautiful and silvery looking and all of that, but it, you know, it is indestructible, but it doesn't stay pretty. You know, it's used a lot in commercial kitchens for a very good reason, because it's very, very durable. But if you want it to look, you know, shiny like chrome all the time, that's just not going to happen. So
the National Wild Turkey Federation 26th Annual Reading Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 1st at the Senior Citizen Center at 2290 Benton Drive in Reading. Doors open at 4:30 p.m. and dinner will be served at 6:30. Tickets and sponsorship tables are available by calling 530-526-8350 or get your tickets online at nwtf.org/events.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world: family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Get ready to celebrate love and style with KCNR. Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and KCNR is here to make your celebration unforgettable. Tune in each weekday from 7 to 9 a.m. for your chance to participate in our Love Song Challenge. We'll play a clip of a famous love song, and if you can name it, call 530-605-4566, and you'll be entered into our drawing to win a Valentine's Day grand prize package to be given away Monday, February 3rd at 8:10 a.m. during Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Botts. The Valentine's Day prize package includes a $100 gift certificate to Taroko Asian Bar and Grill at 1701 Pine Street in downtown Reading for a delicious Valentine's Day dinner with music from Pat Karch on piano. The Valentine's Day prize package also includes a dozen stunning long stem red roses valued at $146, courtesy of Reading Florist at 3260 Bocelli Lane. Visit them online at readingflorist@charter.net. Also included, 2 dozen premium chocolate truffles from Bouquet Bon Appetit at bouquetbonappetit@gmail.com. Also included in the Valentine's Day prize package, 2 tickets to Chocolate After Dark at the Turtle Bay Museum on Friday, February 7th at 6 p.m. Must be 21 and older to attend. KCNR is partnered with Taroko Asian Bar and Grill, Reading Florist, Bouquet Bon Appetit, and the Turtle Bay Museum to bring you this dreamy Valentine's Day prize package on KCNR.
Electrical area. There's nothing about adding blown-in insulation that will cause a noise. So the source must be somewhere else that you're going to have to dig into a bit more, Diane, before you'll know what to do about it. But I would trust your instincts. If you're hearing it, it definitely exists. Sometimes people think they're going nuts. But I got to tell you, there's a reason for that, but it's definitely going to take some detective work to get to the bottom of it.
Okay, you coming over?
All right, well, you put on the coffee, and next time I'm up in Massachusetts, we'll stop by. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. Coming up, is there a chance your mattress is making you sick? Well, there are simple steps that you can take to keep it bacteria-free. That and more when the Money Pit returns after this. 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thousands of authors across the country have written books and published them with Page Publishing. If you've written a book, they can help you through the process, cut through the confusion of the publishing world to make it easy for you. If they decide to publish your book, your work ends, theirs begins. From copy editing and proofing to typesetting and book cover art. Plus, get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and in bookstores across the country. They even help promote your book. Biography, self-help, mystery, novels, sci-fi, or even a children's book, no matter what genre. Page Publishing can bring your book to life. And don't forget to ask about audiobooks. We do all of this for you. Call today for your free writer's guide packed with tips, tricks, and templates to help you finish what you started.
800-219-8262. 800-219-8262. 800-219-8262. That's 800-219-8262.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but I felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger. And the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The inauguration and beyond. The future of Trump's cabinet picks. And is the Israeli-Hamas deal dead before it even gets started? All that and more on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com. Podcast host of Conservative Policy Advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
According to the latest research from the Department of Education,
Just 43% of fourth graders in the U.S. are reading at or above the national proficiency level. The facts are clear. Our nation is facing a literacy crisis. But rather than solve the problem, school districts across the country are masking it by lowering standards and redefining proficiency. That is unfair to the children they are trusted to serve. The Leadership Institute's School Board Leaders Program refuses to give up on our nation's children. They deserve better, and we know that they rise to the occasion when we set high standards and believe in them. Reversing this trend demands that our education system get back to the basics of teaching reading, writing, math, and the sciences, and upholding high standards. The success and future of our country depends on the ability of our citizens to read and think. Visit leadershipinstitute.org/schoolboard to learn more about how we're working for a world-class education for every student, restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one topic at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
Did you know? VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served.
My message to veterans, active duty, retired, is that really seriously look at the VA home loan program. I done it 3 times now, so I'm a repeat customer. We found a house here that we felt be a great environment for our children to grow up in. It has been transformational to my family.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/home loans.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, powered by Intel.
Most of us love shopping online. In fact, in 2023, it's estimated that over $1 trillion was spent in the U.S. alone on more than 21 billion packages. But according to security.org, about 17% of online shoppers had their packages stolen in the past 3 months, which is why I'd like to introduce you to TP-Link's Tapo C120 Security Cam. Jens Hennings has the details.
This one is actually an indoor and outdoor camera. And it's got 2K QHD, that's very high definition, day and night vision. Even has color night vision and also has smart AI detection. So it can differentiate between people, pets, vehicles. You can adjust those settings as you wish.
Get protected at tp-link.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, powered by Intel.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What's on your to-do list for the remaining days of winter? If it's a project that's going to make your home more comfortable and more energy efficient, reach out to us and we'll talk it through. Hey, maybe you're ready to buy a new heating system and wondering if you're going to get a return on that investment. Maybe you're planning a project for the spring days ahead. Whatever's on that to-do list, all you got to do is call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT and slide it right on over to our to-do list, and we'll be glad to help you out with some tips, advice to get it done right.
Al in Arkansas, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
Yes, I've got a door that, and I've always had a door at this spot, and I bought it, one of these case doors. Here's the bottom foot of it on one side is completely gone. And the other side is getting gone. And I was wondering what kind of problems I might have. It's on the west side of the house.
Okay, so you're talking about the door jams. It was a pre-hung exterior door, and the door jams at the bottom are rotting away. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, that's really typical with a pre-hung door. And, you know, unless you're very careful with the maintenance in terms of painting that on a regular basis and not letting water sort of collect in that area, it's kind of the way those doors fail, is the way they wear. My sister had a door just like that that I helped her with last summer. And we basically just cut the whole thing out of the opening and put a new one in. You know, the doors are not that expensive. I mean, you can get a nice Therma-Tru door, for example, fiberglass door with rot-resistant jams now. They're made a lot better. You know, for a couple hundred, $300, and, you know, I popped it in an afternoon. I don't think that there's anything worth saving about the door as you describe it now. It's very difficult for you to repair that. And because it's pre-hung, it's going to be attached to the metal sill at the bottom. You're also not going to be getting a good air seal there, so it's going to become drafty.
Okay. Yeah, it's one of those metal doors with the glass in the middle and the little louvers in the middle.
Well, here's the thing. When you get a new door,
you really ought to look at the fiberglass doors because they can look like that sort of plain metal style, or they could have a nice wood grain to it. But the nice thing about fiberglass doors is the door itself doesn't rust, and it's a lot warmer. It's much more insulated and energy efficient than a steel door.
Oh, good to know.
Okay.
Leslie, I appreciate it. I enjoy your show immensely.
Thanks.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you for saying that. We appreciate it. You guys have a great day.
You bet.
Well, for all the time we spend on them, most of us give our mattresses little to no TLC, which means a shortened lifespan and even the risk of illness.
Yeah, that's right. If you don't take the steps to keep it clean, you could be sleeping on a bed of bacteria. You want to keep those germs away by investing in a mattress cover. Not only is that mattress cover going to protect the mattress from dust and dust mites, it's going to ward off bacteria.
Now, if something were to spill on your mattress, don't soak it. Instead, spray on a solution of mild dish soap and water and scrub it with a soft brush. Then blot it with a dry towel and let it air dry.
Now, every 3 months, you want to alternate between rotating and flipping your mattress. If you're going on vacation, let your mattress do the same. Strip the bed, leave everything open to give that mattress a nice dose of sanitizing fresh air and sunlight.
And one thing you don't want to do is to use dry cleaning agents on your mattress. These chemicals and the spot removers that are sold, they can be harmful to the fabric and to the underlying mattress material. So take a pass on the dry cleaning agents and let Mother Nature do the sanitizing by leaving it open and exposed, especially if you go away for a couple of days or more.
Lori in Pennsylvania needs some help picking out a counter material. What are you working on?
It's not for me, actually. It's my daughter and my son-in-law have bought a house, and they're moving in January. They want to remodel their kitchen, and they don't know what kind of counter to get. Can you recommend anything? And I did hear you guys say last week there was an alternative to quartz.
There are. Now, countertops, of course, run the gamut of budgets. So, and it also depends on the quantity of countertop. I mean, to me, when you think about, like, the best of the best when it comes to a countertop is I love granite. I also love marble. However, marble requires a lot more maintenance, a lot more sealing. It's a much softer material than the granite. However, if you've got a lot of counter surface, granites and marbles can get very pricey because they're priced by the linear foot. Sometimes they're several hundred dollars per foot. The edges then cost extra money. So you got to kind of figure it out that way. I think the top of the line, though, is going to be a granite. Then you can have those quartz products. You know, there's Silestone, Zodiac, and those are made from quartz. They're a hard surface. It's a solid surface. And they can look from anything from a solid color to that same sort of speckled finish to a grainy appearance. And they're going to be extra, extra durable as well. But they're going to be very similarly priced to a granite as well. Laminate is going to be, you know, sort of on the lower end price-wise. But laminates today come in so many different looks, if you will, that you can get something that looks like a granite. You can get a solid, you know, a solid color. You can get a speckled finish. You can get a vein with a graining.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the advice.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Call us right now with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Just ahead, home fire risks go up in the winter, but did you guys know that not all smoke detectors work with every type of fire? We'll explain why and how to make sure you're protected when the Money Pit returns.
Live in a money pit.
Transforming your kitchen or bath just got easier with the new Luxrock Ultra Solid Surface Granite Kit from Deich Coatings. Luxrock Ultra is real stone. It rolls on easily over old countertops, transforming them into a new smooth-as-glass stone surface that looks and performs just like real granite. Beautiful and durable, quick and easy. Kits start at just $149. Luxrock Ultra from Deich Coatings. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
We've got something pretty exciting to share today for all of our listeners who are serious about clean drinking water at home. It's easy to install and takes care of all your water filtration needs.
That's right, Les. We're talking about the RO Pure Plus from Premier H2O. This reverse osmosis system is designed to specifically fit into those tight under counter spaces without compromising on performance.
Exactly. You know, the RO Pure Plus features four stages of filtration, which not only traps sediments, but also reduces the total dissolved solids and that chlorine taste and odor that we all hate. The result? Crystal clear, great tasting drinking water for your family. And when it's time to change those filters, it is completely hassle free.
Yep, and don't forget about the annual filter replacement kit. It's a complete 1-year supply designed to keep your system running smoothly and your water tasting fresh.
Check out the RO Pure Plus today at premierh2o.com/moneypit and use the code MONEYPIT to get your exclusive 25% discount. Well, if you're looking to re-roof this year, a quality metal roof offers some of the best protection against extreme conditions. Metal roofs can withstand hurricane-force winds and protect against hail, rain, snow, and ice. In the summertime, they save energy, keep you cooler, and help safeguard against wildfire. So if you're looking for maximum performance for your home wherever you live, check out the durability, beauty, and long-lasting worry-free protection of a new metal roof. Visit metalroofing.com for more information.
Hey, guys, did you know that a burglar enters a home every 30 seconds? That's 2 robberies every minute and over 3,000 every day. That's why it's more important than ever to protect yourself with a Vivint home security system. Vivint delivers reliable home security at a price you can afford. It's an award-winning system that's smarter, simpler, and starting at just $1 a day. And right now, MoneyPit listeners can take advantage of this incredible offer of just $1 a day and get free professional installation. Vivint makes it easy to protect your home and loved ones with smart security features that help you stay connected wherever you are. So don't wait. Call now for your free home security consultation. The number is 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606. Packages start at just $29.99 a month with a signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Call Vivint today at 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of the Money Pit, makers of the revolutionary Luxrock Ultra Solid Surface Granite Kit. Transform your existing surfaces with real stone. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. That's DeichCoatings.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, where we make good homes better. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And we love it when you call in and let us know what you've got going on at your Money Pit. But here's a new item for that to-do list that you are in the process of tackling. It's to join us every Monday and Thursday for new episodes of the Money Pit podcast. It's available at moneypit.com/podcast and on your favorite pod platforms. So we can't wait to see you there. Time to talk tin roofs with Kenny in Mississippi. What's going on?
I've got a tin roof on my house, but there's no insulation up under the tin roof. And I'm wondering what would be the best kind of insulation to use, spray on or something that you know, some sticky sides or whatever.
So, Kenny, the answer depends on basically how your roof is put together. Now, if you have the kind of roof, kind of attic structure where you have a ceiling and then you have an attic and then you have the underside of the roof, in that situation, you're going to want to make sure that your ceiling, which is below your roof.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Jones's Fort Gun Shop, serving Shasta County for over 50 years. It's a new year and we're very excited about the new leadership for our nation. Jones's Fort is offering the brand new Ruger LCP Max 380 at only $349 and the new Ruger Max 9 at just $395. Jones's Fort, serving all your firearm needs since 1962. You can find us at 1600 East Cypress Avenue or just give us a call, 530-222-3223.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Has rusted and the door eventually fell off and I couldn't reattach it. So I'm just wondering, it's a pretty small mailbox inside that enclosure, so I can't slip another one in inside it. But I was just wondering if there's any suggestions of what I could do about that.
Wow, yeah, that's definitely a hassle. And sure, that metal box that was surrounded by bricks is definitely going to have a life expectancy, which you're apparently at the end of right now, Lynn. So let me make you a couple of suggestions. First of all, that mailbox had to have been installed into that brick with some sort of mechanical fastener. So the mason would have, you know, made the brick surround it, but he also would have had to have attached it in some way. I suspect that if you look, perhaps you need a bright flashlight for this, if you look deep into that metal mailbox, you're probably going to see the heads of some bolts or nuts or screws that are sticking through the sides of that mailbox. I'm going to tell you how I would do it. You may not have the tools for this or the patience for it, but what I would do is I would cut the head of that screw off from the inside of the mailbox. I mean, this is something I would do with a Sawzall. You could probably also do it, frankly, with just a hacksaw blade if you're patient enough. You slide it flush with the metal mailbox and basically saw back and forth. It's a little rough to handle, so just use some tape on the raw part of the blade that you're holding on. And be careful not to slip because you could, like, you know, cut yourself doing this. But you're going to cut those screw heads off. That should loosen this box enough for you to get it out. And you may have to pry it a little bit. Eventually, try to get it out with as least damage as possible. But just yank it out of that hole. Now you've got this clean hole to work with. And at this point, I would just get online and start searching for mailbox upon mailbox upon mailbox and see if I could find one that has a dimension that feels like it would work. You know, Amazon Prime is perfect for this if you have it, because they usually have free returns, and you could order three or four of them until you find one that fits and send the rest back. And I also might suggest that nowadays a lot of those mailboxes are made of a very sturdy plastic, which is simply not going to corrode like the metal one did. I bet when this was first installed, there was no such thing as a plastic mailbox that was sturdy. These new mailboxes made out of a sort of industrial-strength plastic. I'm not quite sure what it is, but I've seen them and played with them, and they're pretty tough. I would suggest you slip one of those into that brick opening, because it'd certainly be worth the extra effort so that you don't have to disassemble that brick portion of the mailbox holder, so to speak, to get this project completed.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. If you're like most of us, there are probably some areas of your home that are just not lit very well. Now, good lighting is important. Not only is it going to make your home look bigger, but it can also make it much safer. We're going to share some tips for brighter spaces next.
You live in a money pit.
I answered the call.
Together, we fought for our nation and its people. And even though I no longer wear the uniform, I am still a Marine. My service has come full circle. I will continue to support my country and my community. Then and now, Semper Fidelis remains my promise. Always faithful, always Marine.
I am an American veteran. I am proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Card Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-432-3614. 800-432-3614. 800-432-3614. That's 800-432-3614.
Now the Hollywood liberals are obsessed about looting. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. Some of the Hollywood elites have threatened to shoot people who loot their property. Where were they during the George Floyd riots? Celine Dion didn't mind looting during Hurricane Katrina because it wasn't her stuff. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall
Street. Attention veterans. Did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Get ready to explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.